Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Well, it's another rainy day, but inside it's sunny. I think we need to start with something uplifting today, and it's Betty Jo Tucker. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. Hey, Betty Jo. Oh, you're so good, Betty Jo. Betty Jo Tucker today has a show at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. Every show's a winner. Every show I find out a little piece of film trivia I did not know about. Because Betty Jo Tucker knows everybody. She does. And it's what a kind of a day today, huh? Kind of crazy day. I don't know how it is where you are, but it's crazy where I am. The water's whipping up and everything. And now the age-old question.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever is gonna be, is gonna be. Gonna be. Well, the future's not ours to see. No, 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 no. Just say que sera, que sera. Oh, just say oh, que sera. Then I grew up and I fell in love, and I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Is what my sweetheart said. Said, hey, Sarah. Now I have children,
Tucker's in the house again. Her show today, 4 p.m. There, you got sound, Betty Joe? Great, I'm glad you got sound. Somebody's calling in. And Rachel Rugarin in the house. Rachel Rugarin. Your name's popping up everywhere. I'm on other internet shows, Rachel. And your I think I was on Fran's and yours was popping up. There we go. Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters, today at 4 p.m. It's going to be about new films out on DVDs. You don't want to miss this one for those of you who missed a lot of movies last year like I did.
All right, the point is to look for the humor around us every day. Left Brain and I wound up in Nanaimo, Canada, about a year ago. We had 5 hours to kill before we took the ferry. We went straight to the Visitors Bureau, and I said, we've got a rental car for 5 more hours. Young woman sitting there, you know, young, these wonderful, smart Elon students here, they know I don't really talking about them. This was another caliber person here. Sitting right there, and I said, what would you suggest that we do for 5 hours? And she said, well, pulled out some flyers and some brochures, and she said, oh, I know what. Pointed to the map and said, if you'll go back to the terminal ferry area right down the street and go south for 13 kilometers, you'll come to the Nanaimo River, named after the town. I said, all right. She said, and just go a little further, and you'll find the Nanaimo Man-Made Bridge. I said, named after the town and the river. She said, that's right. And if you'll go out there right now, you can bungee jump. Have you ever wanted to take a young person's face in your hands and say lovingly, are you in there? Are you in there? Look at us. Just look at us. Left Brain at that time was 68 years old. Thin, solid white hair, also thin. I was 62 years old, not as thin as I once was, and my hair is Clairol Tweed number 14. We don't look like we would bungee jump. But I knew that Left Brain didn't know what she was talking about. Because when you've been married a long time, you know who the other one knows, what they know. I think we know those, but you don't know those people. I'm telling you that. You don't know those people. So I said, do you know what she's talking about? Left Brain said, I'm not sure I do. What she wants us to do, honey, go out to that river and get on that bridge and put on some kind of boots with ropes and things on them. And then when we're secure, we go to the edge of that bridge and we hurl our body off that bridge and we hang upside down. She said 140 feet. Thank you. We're going to drop 140 feet and we're going to hang there until somebody reels us up. Left Brain said, I can't do that. My teeth will fall out. This young person, a well-intended, said, oh, no, sir. There's somebody up on the bridge, and before you jump, they'll always have the people take out their hearing aids and their teeth and their... Beam me up, Scotty. Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. How many people do you have that come out there and before they jump, first have to put their teeth and their hearing aid? What do you say? Put your 3-prong walker against a tree? Well, she was almost defensive, and because we were laughing, and she said, well, you get your money's worth because you do a whole lot more than just hang there. She said, because when you pop, that bungee cord springs you way over here and then over here. And it's like a pendulum. You go back. It's a ride, she said, until finally you stop. So you get your money's worth. Left Brain said, I'll tell you what, I don't want to do it, honey, but we got to go out there and see it. And when she heard see it, her eyes got as big as plates. She said, oh, if you just want to see it, you should come back the weekend after Valentine's Day. that's when they raise money for charities and people jump in the nude. Said, what'd she say? Naked. She wants us to jump naked. In Canada in February, we're going to come up here and jump naked. We started laughing so much about it. I said, wait a minute, left brain, we're missing the whole boat here. This might be a good thing. With all the sagging areas on our bodies, if we could hang there long enough naked, we might could knock a few things back in place. And he said, no, we can't do that because of that swinging part. With all the sagging areas on our body, we're liable to start rolling and slap ourselves silly. We could barely get out of the building. We got outside and left brain just as serious. Oh, honey, I love you so much, but you were just as serious. You said, I'll tell you, I do want to ride out there and see it, but I'll guarantee you, you're never going to get me to spongy jump. Right there. It's where I laughed so hard my water broke and I wasn't even pregnant.
That's Jeannie Robinson, always a funny lady. Rachel Wilgorin in the house, Ventura Communications. Go check them out online and friend her as well.
Say to say good right, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Rachel Wilgorin in the house. There you go. Rachel's in the house. It's great. And we have people popping in and out. Vicky Chats. Vicky, all the way from Greece, is in the house. Vicky Chats. Listen to her show, Facebook Friender. Post your radio show there, your new one. Right, Vicky? You got a new show going on? So why don't you post that on there? And Rachel, why don't you, Will Gordon from Ventura Communications, why don't you post yours as well? We'll get that going.
One, two, a 1, 2, 3, 4. I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich and poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so. I'm going to kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. 2, 3, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone, maybe a CEO, or maybe someone like the guy who runs something, like the country or whatever. I don't know where to get a weapon. I really don't even know how to use one, but I'm smart and I can figure it out. And then I am gonna really, really be famous. I read in a magazine it's really important. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. Gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on, everyone, let's stop. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important. important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, then stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I can't wait.
Brilliant, Jessica Delfino. Love her, Jessica Delfino. Very talented. Vicky in Greece, yes, and the Crow and Moore Show. All right, post your sites. I got to play Positive Vibes. Rachel's got an important thing going on today, so I'm going to give her an uplifting Positive Vibes song. This one's for Rachel Wilgorin from Ventura Communications. This one's for you, Rachel. Here comes your good luck. Can you feel it? Here we go. Get ready. Some chair dancing coming on. All the way there. Roomba Matumba. Whenever in doubt, Roomba Matumba. The powerful words I am giving you today. Roomba Matumba. Good luck, Rachel. And Vicky, here's a song for you.
Roomba Matumba. Could harass that
And don't forget to listen to Betty Jo Tucker today at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters. And sign up and follow Vicky in Greece at Blog Talk Radio, Vicky in Greece, the chats, Greece. Great. That's the name of it. Vicky, follow Rachel Wilgorin at Ventura Communications. And everybody always follow me because I'm funny.
Chris Reagan! Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians. Hello there, you sweeties. Well, want to be in
my
show?
I like this.
Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on.
Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no, ladies.
You buy 8 drinks now.
Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me.
Me.
Yes, in the bar, though. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Too far up. Yes, yes, I am. I'm a mother of two. Just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He was just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet, he's sweet. He says, look at that, you know, it's a man thing. But it's great, you know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from 2 points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3 second rule.
Still good.
It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. Oh, yeah. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun. Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You wanted some tea? Is it still good?
She does it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old breath, and you're giving me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread. For the bread. You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Quiet. They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land a hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! Lisa! No, not that one. I don't have time for this kind of stuff. That's what I'm saying, so stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What do you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, oh, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic?
Feeling poetic.
Okay. Feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant I'll never know, but I do know if I told anybody I'd be labeled a lunatic and labeled wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko, loser, you talk weirdly. Friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice, except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I'm enough false I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. Luna, spaghetti, dressing, friend pointed out, Nancy. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
thank you for tuning in. Vicky in Greece, Vicky Chats. Can't wait for the new show, Vicky. SD Flash, thank you for joining in at the last minute. This is Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for listening today. And what can I say?
That's all, folks.
Bye-bye.